Mabrika. Welcome, Soul Tribe, to this episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. Get ready to step into a place of visibility where your heart and intuition are your guides.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to this week's episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. I'm your host, Millie. I apologize that episodes have been a bit sporadic lately. As you guys know, in all of this, I am also on a beautiful spiritual journey, a beautiful healing journey. And, you know, I have my moments where I'm also out there doing the work and living life in ceremony and working on myself. And lately, one of my concentrations has really been being present with my boys, and I am setting a foundation for the type of work that I want to do. So, you know, I'm taking lots of classes, I'm being present, still working 9 to 5 for now. So it's a lot going on, but I'm not overwhelmed and I do it all with love, if that makes sense. I just wanted to come on today and talk to you guys just for a little bit. You know, in my journey, I've been learning that spiritual journeys are different for everyone. And what may be true for one person may not be true for the next. You know, I had always had the, I guess, projection or perception, whatever you want to call it, that everyone could perceive spirit in the same way that I do, that everyone could feel their ancestors, that everyone had a connection where they could hear things or see things or speak things, or, you know, any one of the beautiful clairs that we have: clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairaudience, clairsentience. I'd always imagined that, you know, at a certain point on everyone's spiritual journey, that they would start to build connections and connect in the same ways that I have. And I am learning that that is not true. And it's not the same for everyone. And, you know, my beautiful shaman that I work with, my friend calls her, you know, Mama Owl. Her name is Little Owl. She's beautiful. She's so kind, so loving. She teaches me so much, you know, and in her perspective of spirituality, there are no such thing as attachments or anything like that, or negative entities, because in her world, in her energy, in her essence, those things don't necessarily exist in the ways that we think they do. And, you know, in the work that she does, in the medicine work that she does, you know, banishing attachments, cleansing attachments, is it something that she necessarily has to do? That made sense to me because, you know, in the beginning of my journey, I was very like, yeah, people are sending me energy. People are doing things to me. People, you know, energy, negative energy is attaching to me, and all of the things along those lines, you know. And now as I continue on my journey, I see that, to me at least, all energy around me, all energy around me, or all essence around me, all of the things that I experience are a projection of me. They are part of my creation, because in this life, we are the creators. We create this life that we live. And I know some of you will be like, no, absolutely not. I didn't manifest these things happen to me. I didn't manifest you know, being raped as a child, molested as a child, and all of these things. And I'm not saying that you did. I'm not at all. I too have also experienced things along those lines. But what I'm saying is that there comes a certain point in our lives where if we continue to tell ourselves that the world is out to get us, then we're going to continue to create situations where we feel like the world is out to get us. If we continue to tell ourselves that people around us have negative intention, then we are going to continue to call people into our lives that have negative intention. If we are going to continue to tell ourselves, you know, that men ain't shit and there's no good men out there, then we are going to call in men who ain't shit, who are not good, and that will be our only experience with them. But in this beautiful journey, I've noticed that as I change and as I shift my perspective and I allow myself to be the love that I feel in my heart, because, you know, to me, I am someone who I feel has always been love. But in my childhood, I was taught and told that that love was annoying. You know, in the instances where I would be kind to any older men, you know, like the grandfathers, you know, I was accused of having ulterior motives or wanting them or inviting them to do something to me or molest me or do something crazy, you know. So to me, it was just like, oh, whoa, you know, being kind and being love is something that you shouldn't do because it's going to attract bad things to you and people are going to think negative of you. And now I realize that it's because a lot of people hold a lot of things and a lot of people in this world are not healed. They are projections of their childhoods and what they've been told. And because they don't understand love, then they assign their own meaning to it. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned on this journey is that, you know, we shouldn't assign meaning to the things that we experience. We should just allow for them to unfold and for us to experience them in the ways that they come. And I've spoken a lot about sovereignty, especially sovereignty of the mind and being able to control thoughts and being able to rephrase them to change our thought patterns. And sitting in ceremony, something that was taught to me was, you know, observe, but don't interact. And I was just like, I don't understand what that means. How do you observe but not interact? And now I'm realizing that, you know, those thoughts don't necessarily go away, or at least they haven't yet for me. But you can allow them to just flow. You know, you can be working and a negative thought can come like, oh, you're not capable of doing that. You can hear the thought, choose not to interact with it, choose not to respond to it, and just keep working. And in doing so, I've noticed that I have more control of my thoughts and I'm not going into spirals of self-doubt as much as I used to. And something else that I've becoming more aware of is also like divine mirrors. And within divine mirrors, you find people that are here to teach you such beautiful things. And, you know, with my older son, he has autism, and there was this big part of me that just wanted him to be and act a certain way because that is the way that I was taught that children should be and act. Now I'm realizing that I should just be a kid. He's going to be and act in the ways that feel right to him because he is him and he can only be him. And if I don't want to cut those beautiful wings that he has off of him, and if I want him to know that he can still fly, I got to let him be him. And I was blessed to meet, a divine mirror of him. Someone that struggles in the same way that he does and goes through a lot of the same things. And, you know, she let me know a lot about her life and a lot about her childhood. And it helped me to realize that for him, life is different. For him, in the way that he understands and interacts, it's very different. And things for him are very literal, where a lot of us can read emotion and understand that, you know, rules are they change, and, you know, things happen based on the situation and the person. For a lot of people with autism, it's not like that. It's very laid out. It's very, if you tell me that the rules are X, Y, and Z, then the rules are X, Y, and Z. And if you stray from those rules, then I don't understand what I'm supposed to do or how I'm supposed to react. And it really just helped me to understand that this world is so different for everyone. And there is no set way of doing anything. There's no set way of being. There's no set way of being on a spiritual path. There's no set way that healing comes to you, and it is all specific to the person. And that is, to me, is beautiful. So beautiful. You know, I teach a class and I offer a foundation, things that I have used to help build my foundation, ways that I have learned to connect. And in this class, one of the things that I always stress, you know, is, hey, I'm giving you an option of a way to do these things, an option of a way to connect. But it doesn't have to be exactly this way, and you can allow your heart to guide you. And I give examples of prayers that you can use, but every time I give an example, I tell them, hey, this is just an example. I would encourage you to speak from your heart space. Because in this life, you know, there's really, really a call that is being put out for us to reconnect with the land, reconnect with the earth and all of its creatures, our beautiful Pachamama. To reconnect with spirit, the ancestors, and the great spirit, and all of the beautiful things that are unseen. Because right now we are in a place where we are so stuck on materialism and so stuck on wanting more and more and wanting quick fixes that we are losing our sense of self, and we are accepting limitation. And in that limitation, we are also giving away our freedom. And I know that people will say, oh, well, love isn't the answer, and love can't solve all of our problems. And, you know, this world set its course years ago, and there's nothing that we can do to change it now. And I'm here to say that I disagree. I do believe that love is the answer, because to me, our heart space is the answer. And in stillness, we can find all of the answers that we seek, because in stillness, we find ourselves. In stillness, we are able to connect with our hearts in a way that we are able to feel what the truth is. And in truth, there is no gray area. It is either true or untrue. There is a duality of it. And what's true to you may not be true to someone else. And that's okay. But as long as you know what your truths are, you can move accordingly. You can continue to gain awareness. You can continue to make better choices, make conscious decisions. And on this path, in the spiritual journey of mine, I have chosen to be love. I have chosen to be a light in this world, with the knowing that with my light, there is also darkness. There will always be a duality. There will always be masculine and feminine. There will always be an integration of these energies. And I know for me that in stillness, I will always find myself. And I am blessed because I do have a beautiful connection to my ancestors. But that connection is not the only way to connect. Because I have beautiful brothers and sisters that don't necessarily connect specifically to their ancestors. But they do connect to the earth, to our Pachamama. And that leads them on their spiritual journey. And that leads them on their path of love. You know, something that I didn't realize before is that everyone has a different way of showing love. In the same way that everyone has a different way of being spiritual, in the same way that everyone has a different way of being a mother, of being a brother, of living life, of all the things. But what I learned is that love doesn't have to come with an expectation of how it will be. Love gets to come as it is, in its rawness and in its beauty, and just be. And I have an ex-boyfriend that I love very deeply. And I spent many, many years, many, many points in time avoiding him. Because I didn't know how to love him without the expectation of us being together. And I've learned, you know, that he still gets to be my person. And love between us still gets to exist. But it doesn't have to be in a romantic way. It can be in a way where we still show up for each other. We are still present in each other's lives, where I can know his significant other and also love her too, because she is also a beautiful mirror of him. But I get to be love to him in the sense that I get to love him. I get to show up for him. I get to hold space for him. I get to be present for his accomplishments. And I get to also be there in his days of darkness and remind him of his beautiful light when he cannot find it for himself. And I think sometimes that's where we go wrong. And not even wrong. That's where we limit ourselves, because it's not wrong. Because no matter what, it's part of the learning process. But where we limit ourselves is where we set an expectation of how things should be, of how they should manifest, of how they should look, without just allowing them to be as they should be and come as they come. You know, please don't mistake kindness for niceness, because to me, when you are nice, you can be nice at the sacrifice of yourself. Oh, don't be that way. Be nice. Oh, don't say that. Don't speak that way to people. Be nice. Don't speak your opinion. That hurts feelings. You know, something I love about New Yorkers is, you know, we are very kind people. We will help you if you need help. We'll also kind of tell you off about it. We will help you. And you can be kind and you can help, but you can also have boundaries. You can love people from a distance and show kindness. But that doesn't mean that they have to have access to you always. You know, we tend to hold a lot of things within ourselves and allow those things to be the things that we define us. And as someone who is healing, you get to define who you are. And you get to be love. And you get to be light. And you get to be everything that you are. As my friend Bradley would say, warts and all. But you will find people that love you as you are. You will find people who show up for you because they want to, with no expectation in return. And I say this to say because I am finally in the part of my journey where I have those people and they are showing up and I am finding my family. And family looks nothing like what I thought it would. But it is everything as beautiful as I imagined it in my heart. So I say all of this to say that we must honor each other's journeys. We must show love and honor to all of the traditions that were here before us in these iterations and these bodies. But we get to find our truth. And we get to move from a place of awareness. And we get to move in ways that sit with our hearts. And if there's ever a moment where you find yourself lost in anger or frustration, take a second. Put your hand on your heart. Take some deep breaths. I recommend 3 deep inhales. Exhale with a sigh. Let it out. Connect back with your heart space. Go out into nature. Allow your feet to touch the ground. Ground yourself. I know for me, something that's very helpful in grounding is the child's pose from yoga. I put my forehead on the ground and I connect with the energy. But allow your path to be your path. Allow it to manifest in the way that it manifests for you. And allow yourself to show love in the ways that you know how. For a lot of us growing up, we were taught to love in a specific way. And we need to acknowledge that and understand that about everyone. And if you are looking for a person to love you in a certain way that and they do not know how, then love yourself in that way so that you can be the example, so that you can show them how, and you show them how to do that by loving yourself so deeply, by setting boundaries, by showing up for your self-care, by creating your routines and building your toolbox, and by connecting with all that is. There's a beautiful world out there that is calling you. There is connection calling you. Your heart is calling you. Your inner child is calling you. Your higher self is calling you. All of the beautiful spirits. And when you listen, they are so wise. And they show you so much. So I call out to all of you to please open your heart. Allow them to do so. You know, I know that there's a lot going on in this world. You know, it's still free Palestine, free Congo, free all of the places that need to be freed. Because there is so much going on in this world in the name of materialism. But I say to you that this change that we are looking to have, it starts within you, and it is possible. Because when you connect, and you reconnect to spirit and Pachamama and yourself and all of the beautiful things, you hear the 7 generations before you, the 7 generations after you, you shift your lineage with this love that you give to yourself, with this healing that you give to yourself. And you in turn become the example that will then also inspire someone else to go on their journey. No matter what, the path is leading. If you're not on your path of alignment, then your path is leading you to your path of alignment. Know that it is all with purpose. But know that you cannot expect a level of understanding from someone else who has not healed the same things that you have. And forgiveness is for you, so that you no longer have to carry all of the things that you have been carrying. And I say to you that whenever you feel lost, remember that you can look up to the stars and know that your ancestors look upon you. And even if you cannot feel them, even if you cannot speak to them in that moment, know that they are always working to guide you home. Because that love that is shared between generations never dies, and it never goes away. And the prayers of your ancestors, those grandmothers, those grandfathers, those aunties, those uncles, they are still protecting you. And they will always protect you. And with that, I say aho. Until next time, be kind to yourself. Peace.
Arikamabu, thank you for listening to this episode. We look forward to continuing to find our way back to indigeneity with all of you. May your heart continue to be your guide. And remember that whenever you feel lost, you can look to the stars, and your ancestors will help you find your way back home.